Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm great. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm great. Enjoying a sunny, wonderful day in Michigan. We take these when we can get them. A couple of things I wanted to discuss with you. One, when we talked last, we ran out of time and wanted to get into the absentee ballots and how some of the rules may be changing on that for the benefit of voters and making it easier for the voters, but more secure at the same time for the state. Tell me what some of those changes look like.
That's right. We have a complete package we're working with the legislature on, and one of them is no reason absentee voting. We want to make voting more convenient and more secure, and we do know that when there has been fraud, often in Michigan or across the nation, it is with absentee ballots, so we have to be very careful. But I think we've come up with the perfect combination. First, we would have an absentee ballot tracker, and that we're going to try in August, so that people can track their own ballots, because at one time in eCourse, not that long ago, four people, three of them were city council members, were charged with tampering with absentee ballots in an election there. They actually took the absentee ballots to somebody's basement and were using whiteout on them. And so we want to make sure people can track their own ballot. And so that's one part of it. The other part is really the photo ID is the gold standard. So for people that want to vote because it's more convenient, they should have the same standard as those of us that go on Tuesday to vote on whatever Tuesday it is that there's voting. So those that would want to vote for no reason, such as being physically unable or being an election worker, or one of the many areas that allow you, 60 and over is probably the biggest one, they would simply make sure that they show their ID, and then they would be able to get an absentee ballot and vote. And it also gets it out of the mail, where there's also problems with potential fraud.
Well, and in the past, people have had to have a reason, and that's why the no reason now, like I'm going to be out of town, I'm not able physically to get there. And by what I was surprised, I guess, and wasn't aware of, is that you don't have to show an ID currently in order to get an absentee ballot. This would change all that, so we're tightening security on them at the same time.
Right. So if Tuesday's not a good day for you that the election's on, maybe your kid or your grandkid is in something at school or there's something going on or company coming over, you would be able to still vote. But you wouldn't get away from that photo ID. You would simply show your photo ID so you could get your ballot and then vote absentee. And there's already many other reasons why you can. And if you're out of town's currently one of them. But this is more of a convenience kind of thing. Just if people have busy lives.
Well, and I guess I was kind of surprised that you don't currently have to show an ID to get it through the mail.
Right.
So this change will be very welcome and getting rid of some voter fraud, as you talked about before.
Yeah, I mean, people really don't hear about fraud too much, but we know it's out there in Benton Harbor. A judge ordered an election to be redone in 2005 because of voter fraud. And we know that, according to the Pew Report on the States, a nonpartisan organization, that Michigan had 102.54% of the eligible electorate registered to vote. We're right now working with private sector to try to remove what looks like tens of thousands of people that have passed away that are still on our voting rolls. And we had a case recently where somebody voted twice.
So this just needs, you know, part of your goal as Secretary of State is to tighten all this up and make sure the rules are in place to do so.
I want to tighten it up, but make it more convenient at the same time. It's a balancing act, that's for sure. But it needs to be done so that we need to increase our legal voter participation, but at the same time protect the security.
What are the percentages of voter people who vote by absentee voters? Is that going up in recent years?
Yes, it's going up every year a little bit. It was 20% recently, and that's up from 15 to 17% 10 years ago. But we have had as many as 83% of the people that voted in an off-year November election vote absentee. So it can be vastly different from community to community. In many parts of Oakland County, a third of the people will vote absentee, but nationally it's about 20%.
One of the other things, just on May 3rd, a couple of days ago, you came in rode in on a Harley for Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month and to promote a new license plate as well. One of the other fun things about your job.
Right. It is a lot of fun. This is Motorcycle Safety Month, and I just want to remind everybody how important it is when we're driving our vehicles to watch carefully, because motorcycles are smaller. You can miss them. And we do have, unfortunately, over 100 fatalities per year, usually with motorcycles. We also want to showcase some of the new things that we have to make motorcycling even more safe. And I also got the great opportunity at that to unveil 6 new license plates that motorcyclists will be able to buy, and they're all from different areas like the National Guard, the Navy, the Army. They're all for people that have served in our armed services to protect our country.
We've heard a push lately, Madam Secretary, to remove the helmet law, to repeal the helmet law. What are, you know, as a bike rider, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I will always wear a helmet just because I think it's safer. Right now, that legislation will be going through the House, the Senate, and the governor. And I know there's a large group that's working on it because they believe we'll be able to have more business in Michigan because all the states around us do not require helmets at a certain age. And so a lot of the places where the motorcyclists meet and do business now are not Michigan. And so it will be a debatable issue. Also, the motorcyclists are saying if it does cost more money for insurance, they're willing to pay that too.
One of the other areas that I know you enjoy working with is the gift of life, the organ donation and the gift of life plate. And there's going to be a contest, I guess, to come up with a design for a license plate that would be approved by the legislature that would move in that direction of awareness and donations.
There's nothing more important right now. Michigan, for all the great qualities that we have less than half the people that have signed up on the organ donation registry than all the other states around us. We have people that are dying every week here in Michigan because they can't get the organs that they need. So we're making a big push. We know that people in Michigan want to get involved and want to be on the organ donor registry list. So we've made many changes. One of the things is that we will simply ask when people come to our branch offices, if time permits. And we also have put the question on many more forms than what there have been in the past. And we have a comprehensive plan now just to get the word out so people know. If they want to, we would love to have them sign up. There's over 3,000 people right now in Michigan that are waiting, that are on the list. So I encourage everyone to sign up and be part of this plan to help other Michiganders.
Well, part of the information that was sent out from your office, it talked about just since the 1st of January this year, 257 people, and this was from, you know, a few days ago, have had their sight restored because of the compassion of eye donors. I mean, that's just one small example of what can be done with organ donation.
You know, one person that signs the registry that does end up donating, not only can it restore sight, but it can help the quality of life of 50 people and save several lives.
The contest for a license plate about organ donation, is that something that's in the works now or beginning the process?
That's in the works now, and we're looking forward to it. It has to go through the legislative process, but we're set to go at the Secretary of State's office, and we can get things set up very quickly and get it going. That will be another great way for people to see a license plate to remind them. Right now, they can go online. They can look up the Secretary of State or Gift of Life through any search engine, go on and sign up. You can go to any Secretary of State office and get a little red heart. One of the problems is a lot of as they signed the back of their driver's license that they are now on the Gift of Life registry. That is not true.
Well, and this will help people checking it out on websites will help them get proper information as well. Yeah. As always, a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.